This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As you may have gathered, today was Fed Day, Janet Yellen's first press conference as the most powerful woman in the world. The Fed wrapped up a two-day meeting on interest rates this afternoon. The headlines go like this. The taper continues. That is the drawing down of the Fed's bond-buying stimulus program, just like we'd all expected. The trigger they'd been talking about for when to start raising interest rates when unemployment hit 6.5%, that's out the window, as we told you it would be yesterday. As her predecessor took to doing, the new chair of the Fed also answered some questions today, among the very first of which was, how long between when you stop buying all those bonds and when you start raising interest rates? That is the $64,000 question, the whole smash, everybody, because then, really, the free money party is over and Armageddon, in theory, will be nigh, right, depending on who you talk to. Anyway, here's what she said.
The language that we use in this statement is considerable, period. So, this is the kind of term it's hard to define, but, probably means something on the order of around 6 months or that type of thing.
All right, wait. 6 months or that type of thing? You know, whenevs. We'll see what we feel like. Could you be a bit more specific? It's like the global economy we're talking about here. And lest you think I'm making too much of what are basically just some words coming out of the Fed chair's mouth, well, Marketplace's Abri Benishor explains words are about all the Fed has left.
Interest rates, the Fed's lowered them as low as they go. Quantitative easing, well, that's on its way out. So what does the Fed do now? It talks about what it will do later.
They became very clear, almost didactic, about how they would behave in the future.
Peter Fisher is with the Tuck School of Business and BlackRock Investment. He's talking about so-called future guidance. So when the Fed says it's going to keep short-term interest rates low, it's actually sending banks a message. It's saying, we're going to make it so people can just get a bunch of cheap short-term loans in a row. So nobody's going to want your high-interest 10-year loan. Might as well just lower your rates.
They can't do that absolutely, but they can have a powerful impact on it.
Now, that only works if people believe the Fed.
We're talking about what colloquially we refer to as Fed cred.
Mark Spindell is founder of Potomac River Capital. As the economy improves, things get a little harder to predict, so lenders might not listen.
We may be coming up against that reality.
There's also the issue that as the Fed gets closer to its target, it has to be more nuanced with its words. So when the unemployment rate was at 9%, the Fed could say, we're not raising rates till we're at 6.5%. And when we got there, it said, a little bit lower. And now it's saying, we're going to look at a bunch of factors, but we'll let you know. Richard DeKayser is corporate economist with Wells Fargo.
The Federal Reserve has become more ambiguous in its guidance.
DeKayser says the Fed will still tell us how it hopes to act, but as time goes on, that's going to be harder to tell, even for the Fed. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.
Like I said, 6 months or that type of thing. One more thing on this, just because it fits so tidily into the theme of the day, words and the Fed. Today's was an unusually imagery-heavy session with the head of the central bank. Here you go on this one.
These dots are going to move up and down over time a little bit this way or that. It does suggest a shallower glide path. If you ask about my dashboard, the dial on virtually all of those things is moving in a direction of improvement.
Dots and glide paths and dials, what else do you got? A montage, obviously, there. It's not like she said all those things together. Anyway.